That's the tone you want, Kenny. And that's Monroe's hornpipe. That's Monroe's hornpipe. And that's the tone you want on the fiddle. That's great fiddling. In fact, a year ago, when this band got together, of course, a lot of you that heard them said, you know, but it's proved my point. The only man you can learn bluegrass from is this man. He's made these boys into one of the great bands, and in another few months, they're going to be one of the great bands. And Rule, you've really done a fine job on them. You really have. I don't know this boy's name, Bill.
Skip Payne. He's a young one of the bluegrass boys.
Skip, where are you from?
Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan. That's the first Detroiter we've had. Welcome to our bluegrass story, and I hope you've enjoyed it. From Detroit, Michigan, Skip Payne, who's the new bluegrass boy. Let's give them a hand as they get to take a break now. Thank you. We'll see you later, Kenny. And y'all, Rule, you'll have to stay around and play after the next little set with the others. But right now, let's go back to when Bill Monroe was 12 and 14 years old and playing for square dances and listening to the Grand Ole Opry and hearing Uncle Dave Macon and the Fruit Jar Drinkers and the Gully Jumpers in the 20s and bring out some boys to represent the younger part of his life when he was learning to play from Freeze, Virginia. The Wilson Brothers and Joanne from Freeze, Virginia. Would you make them welcome into our story? Welcome, boys. I'm sure that if they'd have been these instruments around at the time, that there would have been a band in Kentucky, and Bill Monroe would have been in it. But they are representing the young part when he was learning to play. We'll start out with a fiddle number. What's your name?
J.B. Prince.
J.B. Prince. Okay, J.B., where are you from?
Auburn.